Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. It's a long way from Clayton High School to the international circus world, but a man who calls himself the ordinary acrobat did just that. We'll meet him in a couple of moments. But first, we could be singing the trolley song once again in St. Louis. The trolley served the region well during part of the 19th and much of the 20th centuries. It helped expand the city and suburbs. Now the streetcar may be on the verge of a comeback. Plans are on track for a streetcar from the Loop to Forest Park. A more ambitious proposal is to run a separate line from the Central West End to downtown. It would include a North Side spur. There's a feasibility study on the proposal. Proponents see a lot of pluses. Are there minuses? What do you think? We'll talk about the proposal and initial reaction to it with Maggie Campbell, president and CEO of the Partnership for Downtown St. Louis, which conducted the study. Maggie, nice to have you with us. Thanks.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Now that you've set me straight that you don't want it called a trolley, why not?
Well, you know, we've developed a management plan for the purposes of this study to use modern trains. We really want it to move people. So, when people say trolley, they sort of associate with the vintage cars rambling along. And these are modern trains. They carry 50 people. And our management plan is designed so that it would come by every 10 minutes at peak. So, I think streetcar connotes the sort of right impression.
But, you know, everybody I've talked to about this just is so nostalgic about the trolley, if you will, that's I think a lot of the support is going to come from the people who are thinking in terms of in nostalgic terms.
Well, it is interesting, and it's actually been a bit of a movement in America to bring these at grade streetcar lines back. Other cities have been finding a lot of success, and in many cases, it's not always true, but in many cases, they are and logically in alignments that in many cases follow the early streetcar lines, and that is the case with our proposed alignment as well.
Well, are you going to object to the fact that Joe Edwards is calling his project trolley line?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And, you know, that's interesting because people often ask us, you know, well, is this designed to connect to the Loop trolley? Yeah. And, you know, technically, could it? Yes. Did we study that? No. I think the Loop trolley's management plan is different. They are using vintage cars, and it's designed to operate every 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, it just serves a different purpose. But technically, the technology could be compatible.
Give me in some detail why you think St. Louis needs this streetcar. I may use the term trolley from time to time because I'm used to it. I grew up
sure.
with it. So, but go ahead.
Well, and that's okay if you do.
Thank you.
You know, our organization was asked by Mayor Slay over 10 years ago to update the Downtown Now plan. And the plan now that we really guide our revitalization efforts against is called the Downtown Next 2020 Vision. Mm-hmm. And a big part of that plan's content is about improving downtown's accessibility. It's about weaving the fabric of the city together. It's about creating more density, more jobs, and walkable neighborhoods. And so for all of those reasons, we think studying whether or not a streetcar might make sense made a lot of sense to us.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but is ultimately the idea to expand this? I mean, you're talking about a straight line downtown from the Central West End and with a North Side spur, if you will.
Yes.
Ultimately, would plans include expanding that somehow?
Well, we believe that based on the findings of the study and some of the recommendations contained in it about how we do this and how it gets paid for, it could be a model for other areas. And, I mean, keep in mind this was just the first step. It was a feasibility mm-hmm. study, so
sure.
there's a whole lot of analysis that goes on in the environmental study, which is the next phase. And alternatives are part of that requirement to look at alternatives. So, you know, we've already heard from people in the community at our open house. We got feedback. Folks want to know, well, can it come down Grand? You know, can it serve, you know, the Grove? And how can this, you know, serve my neighborhood? So, you know, I think there's lots of opportunities to evaluate possible future expansion.
In your open house, was there any degree of unanimity with regard to support for this project?
Oh, there was overwhelming favorable comments. We are getting very close to publishing the final study, which is going to include an index of all of the public comments that were available. We had 270 people attend the event. Over 100 people filled out comment cards. And I'd say it was 70-75% favorable in terms of folks liking how this will serve them, liking how it provides that kind of connectivity. And it's a neighborhood-serving service, which is a little bit different from Metro, which is destination and the stops are further apart. The streetcar is going to, you know, stop every couple of blocks.
I've heard people wonder out loud if it's going to be noisy. Apparently not, if you're using the modern cars that you mentioned a moment ago.
Correct. And, you know, a big part of what is driving this is our commitment to sustainability and respecting the environment, which is tied to, you know, a lot of the public goals, too. And it is designed to be very quiet. It runs on overhead lines, and the modern technology is quiet. And there's not any requirement for this kind of a vehicle because it operates in traffic. It requires no sort of bells or whistles blowing like, you know, old-fashioned cars did.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned moving in traffic, with traffic. To me, this is another area that I wanted to ask about because it seems to me the death of the trolley came because of the surge in auto traffic. And the trolleys got in the way and slowed things down.
Oh, yeah, there's actually a great conspiracy theory about that, that abounds out there, urban legend that, you know, well, and there is some basis of truth to it. You can do some research that, you know, folks involved in Detroit and some of the rubber-wheeled industries actually acquired streetcar lines and then systematically took them out. It was a different time in history, and it's interesting all of the trends and values in America that are driving folks back to considering transit and looking for things that create walkability.
How does this create walkability?
Well, it creates walkability in that the corridors that it is serving, and let me mention that, the proposed alignment, or at least what we studied, is an east-west alignment that runs from the western terminus of the Central West End Metrolink station with a double track in the center of the Lindell-Oliver corridor. And then in downtown, east of 14th Street, it's a single track on Olive 6, Chestnut 7th, and Locust Street. The north-south alignment, that goes up to North Florissant at St. Louis Avenue, and then it comes down and connects to the Metro Civic Station, Civic Center Station. Again, alternatives to that could be evaluated. But how it creates walkability is that it's sort of easy to hop on, easy to hop off. Someone who was, say, a student at SLU could get on it to run up to the grocery store to pick up some groceries for their dorm, or they could get on it to make a doctor's appointment out in the West End, or they could get on it to come down to an internship in Grand Center and never have to move their car out of the garage. Mm-hmm. So that's how it creates walkability.
One of the things that I've heard in the early discussions is that the decision to move the SLU Law School downtown played a big part in rethinking the idea of a streetcar, if you will, to downtown.
Well, it's interesting that you use the term rethinking because it really – this idea has actually been around for a while. If you talk to Mayor Schemel or some of the folks that were involved when the north-south alignment study was done for light rail, it actually came up then in some of the public discussions that this corridor could potentially be served by a streetcar, which is about two-thirds as expensive to build as light rail, and it gets constructed faster. I was with some folks from Portland a couple weeks ago, the one of the people that runs real estate for TriMet, which is their equivalent of Metro, was sharing with them our study and some questions we've been asked. Like one question we've been asked is, well, couldn't a bus do this with a whole lot less investment? And the woman from Portland said, well, it's interesting, our experience, and they're light years ahead of us, but their experience in Portland has been if they take a good bus line and replace it with a streetcar alignment, they see about a 40% increase in ridership.
Interesting. So, We're familiar with Portland because when we were over the many years that the discussion was taking place with regard to light rail in St. Louis, there were many expeditions to Portland to see what they were doing. So we, I think, modeled a lot of what we did on that. What about investment? Before you answer that question, let me invite listeners to come into the conversation because our time is limited. And I want to ask folks what they think of a downtown trolley. Would they ride it if there was one? 382-8255 is our number. That's 382-TALK. You can also send us an email at talk@stlpublicradio.org. We'll take a tweet at STL On Air. You can reach us through Facebook. Okay, what about investment? What's this all going to cost?
Well, the proposed cost for the whole alignment, depending on what degree of public improvements go with it, ranges from $219 million to $270 million. We believe that because it generates significant ridership, the study results also show that it could generate significant new development. It's $540 million of new development in the first 5 years of operation. And we drilled down and tested that a little bit, too, against what's going on in the real estate market. And we've had a strong base of stakeholder involvement and leadership from the business community, including folks involved in development work. So we're pretty confident that is a conservative estimate in terms of the results. Now, in terms of how do you pay for it, this is a project that we believe will be competitive for federal funds. This is the type of a project that is usually eligible for about 80% federal funding for the environmental study. So that's the next phase. We're going to go to Washington. We've talked to our leadership there, and we will be raising the money locally for the match to get that study done. And then ultimately, we believe that there may be a way to help finance this with an assessment on the properties that most benefit from being adjacent to the alignment. And that's, interestingly, historically, how the streetcars were operated in olden days.
In the olden days. Don't make them too old, because I remember the streetcar, Maggie. We're talking
Absolutely.
With Maggie Campbell, President and CEO for the Partnership for Downtown St. Louis. We're talking about the proposed streetcar's return to St. Louis. It would run from the Central West End to downtown. There would be a North Side spur. Interested in finding out what you think about that. What do you think of a downtown trolley or streetcar? Would you ride it? 382-8255. We'll be back with Maggie Campbell in just a moment. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KW. WMU. Hello again, and welcome back to our conversation with Maggie Campbell, President and CEO of the Partnership for Downtown St. Louis. We're talking about the proposed streetcar line running from the Central West End to downtown. Maggie, some of the figures I've seen, and certainly correct me if I'm wrong, would indicate that you would expect ridership to be around 2,700, I saw. Is that right?
Well, it would be the study's findings showed that it would actually be 2,700 new riders to transit. It would actually convert people to using transit. So that's folks leaving their cars at home. But it would have a total of 7,700 daily riders.
That's so considerably different, obviously. I was concerned about that other number, thinking that didn't seem like very many.
Well, when you consider in this corridor that there are 136,000 employees, 38,000 residents and over 10 million tourists, I think you can probably bet that you could achieve that 7,700 daily riders.
Do you have a fix on what it would cost to ride the streetcar?
It's going to be comparable to Metro's cost. Oh. So it'd be exactly the same, and things would be interchangeable so that from the customer standpoint, it's a seamless experience.
Anything else you wanted to add with regard to cost to us consumers?
Well, sure. I might just say that, I did say that the cost has a range, depending on what all goes in the basket. Mm-hmm. And the $270 million build-out, which we think could be financed over a 20-year bond package, it is the difference between new sidewalks, new streets, fiber optics, cameras, from building to building, complete improvements, or, the lower number, just the tracks and the trains.
No competition foreseen with the Metro buses or Metrolink. This is an adjunct to all of that.
Well, in fact, the FTA requirements in order to be eligible for federal funds has to demonstrate in these kinds of studies, and certainly in the next phase, we'll have to further demonstrate that this doesn't cannibalize or disrupt, and it actually has to enhance the local transit service.
Let's take some calls. We have a number of people who want to get into this discussion. Elandia, I hope I have pronounced the name correctly in St. Louis. You're on the air with Maggie Campbell. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Elandria, so you were pretty close.
Yes,
I guess it's kind of a question, but it just, to me, it just seems redundant to have a Metrolink system, to have a bus system, and then to add this piece into it. It just seems to me also that there are just so many other things that could be happening in St. Louis instead of another mode of transportation. And so can you speak a little bit to that?
Yes, I can. The consultants really had to evaluate whether or not this was redundant. And if you look at, and the information is all available on our website at downtownstl.org, you can see that where the metro stations are located are pretty far distances apart. So if you're going to go from the Central West End to downtown, you're going to take Metrolink. But if you're going to go from Central West End and go several blocks down and get off and then get back on and go down to the grocery store and then go back, you would take the streetcar. So it is neighborhood serving as opposed to destination serving. And in that respect, I think the study does demonstrate that it's not redundant service.
Thank you for the call. Let's bring in Eric calling from Richmond Heights. Eric, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Don. Maggie, thank you for taking my call. My question is that I like the whole idea. I think it's a great idea for walkability, and I think that it's something that St. Louis needs. But is this a time to take a serious step back and look at the fact that in between Skinker and Kings Highway along Del Mar, there is a multitude of multifamily living that could take advantage of the things that Maggie spoke to earlier in the hour about using the system to get from, downtown to Grand Center to do a plethora of different things. I think that leaving that group of people out is maybe something that should be considered, given the fact that it's a dense population that could be included from the get-go. And I'll listen to your comments off the air.
Well, certainly. I mean, we understood, because the consultant that we retained was involved in the development of the loop trolley, and we understood from the get-go that that was technically possible. We did not include it in the scope of our study that we funded. It could certainly be included and evaluated further in the environmental phase that East-West Gateway will be managing.
Thanks for the call. We have an email here from Ann Jeanette. I'm using her words, by the way. I'm a public transportation user concerned about the cost of the trolley driving up prices on the Metro Bus and Metrolink, both of which are currently struggling to keep profits up. She asked where the money is coming from and will it affect current mass transit fares.
From my understanding of the work that was done, there was nothing built into our study or into our management plan to assume any kind of price increases. There is nothing in our financing plan that imposes any costs at all on local government or on Metro. We have built into the financing model that we are going to pursue, which would be a combination of federal funds, and these would be separate kind of funds from what Metro is eligible for operating, with some kind of an assessment model on the properties that benefit the most. There will be tremendous opportunities going forward, a lot of work over several years, so there'll be a lot of opportunities for public comment on that financing model.
Would this run at night, by the way?
All of the hours would exactly mirror Metro's hours.
Okay, back to the phones. Keith in Chesterfield, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for having me on your air. My question is the north-south route. I can certainly see the east-west route, the ridership being there, and certainly a profitable, feasible route. But could you tell me more about the north-south route, where it would go to the north, and why you feel there is a need to serve that area?
Absolutely. The north-south alignment's northern terminus is on North Florissant Avenue at St. Louis Avenue. and the double track route runs south on North Florissant and 14th Street, using the single track loop through downtown and then terminating at Metro Civic Center Station that connects to the Gateway Multimodal Transportation Center, including Amtrak and Greyhound. So why that is important is that there is a tremendous amount of job connectivity, an opportunity here to drive economic development along the north-south corridor. You'll remember that the north-south alignment for light rail is on the books as the region's number one transportation priority. So it was really brought to our attention by Jerry Blair with East-West Gateway that with advances in technology, the streetcar technology could actually serve as a starter line along this same corridor. There's also requirements when federal funds are used that there is demonstration that this is serving underprivileged neighborhoods as well as where you want to drive economic development and where you're already serving dense populations. So I think for a variety of reasons, and when you look at this alignment and the connectivity both to downtown and to BJC, which are the two largest employment centers in the region, it connects people to jobs and to health care, all, you know, things that are needed for numerous neighborhoods.
What about security provisions for?
Well, it's interesting in the projected build out that really gets you all of the public improvements along the alignment. We've asked them to build in the cost for fiber as well as security cameras. So, you know, I think there would be attention paid to that during construction and design to again, try to make it an amenity-rich environment that attracts investment and is a place where people are comfortable walking.
Let's bring in Dean, calling from St. Louis. Dean, thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. I'd also like to mention a secondary benefit to streetcar lines. I believe I heard from a former motorman that the energy the trolleys use is 95% efficient, because it takes electricity, the electric motor is highly efficient, and then steel wheels and steel rails, there's almost no friction. I'd also like to mention another benefit, and I learned this from hearing about the planning of the Del Mar Loop trolley, is that it brings permanency to its route. So, and the route described from the central west end to downtown along Olive sounds like a good possible route, and that it could provide a transit way that could be branched out, that is already developed, and can then see ridership. Thanks.
Thank you. I think your comments about efficiency are well noted, and we've had some favorable early conversations with Ameren, of course, who would probably be very interested in a project that is fueled by their energy, and also because they have huge investments, as does the city, in a lot of underground utilities. And there'd be tremendous opportunities, we think, for us to work together over the next several years.
Our time is beginning to wind down. We have a couple of calls here relating to tracks buried under the street still. I can't take the calls, but one asks, are in fact tracks still buried in the streets? And if we have to uncover them, that would be expensive.
There are all kinds of urban legends out there about what's under the ground in St. Louis, from caves to tracks. And,
including,
you know,
the Ferris wheel from the World's Fair, by the way, but go ahead.
Well, I'd like to find that one.
Yeah.
You know, we've asked those questions of the streets department. We understand that there is some areas where those were just covered over, which is the case in most cities. But we will be required to use all new track with the technology that is advanced for modern streetcar.
In the time that we have left, next step. I understand March 27th is a key date in this whole process.
Yes. We believe that Mayor Slay will be taking this to the Board of East-West Gateway, hopefully with his support. They will include this in the region's transportation plan, which will make it then eligible for the seeking of federal funds. At the local level, privately, we're getting busy to raise the $300,000 that we're going to need for the match to access the federal funds for the environmental study.
In 10 seconds, is there a timeline?
If all goes well, 2016, 2017, we could be riding the streetcar.
Riding the streetcar. Thank you so much, Maggie Campbell, for being with us and bringing us up to speed, if you will, pardon the pun, on the proposed streetcar. Coming up, life in the circus, past, present, and future. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.